Life is more than random events that happen to us from one day to the next. We're caught up in a story, one that God has been writing from the beginning of time. Stories of darkness and light, brokenness and redemption. They show us who He is and how much He loves us. They're the stories of our lives, and if we let Him, He'll use them for His glory.
That's exactly what Scott Williams has done. He's taken a stage 4 cancer diagnosis and turned it into an opportunity to tell people about Jesus.
Scott Williams just rode the entire length of the Natchez Trace with glioblastoma. Hello. I mean, that is unbelievable.
When I found out the diagnosis, I knew that average life expectancy is only 12 to 18 months. You would think that those kind of words would be rattling, but it wasn't.
Here we are at mile marker 0 on the Natchez Trace. We're going to be riding 444 miles to Nashville, Tennessee, as part of the Erase the Trace cycling fundraiser for glioblastoma. Riding for lots of folks who are also on a similar journey.
The outcomes for glioblastoma are pretty grim.
As I was doing well with my glioblastoma, I kept hearing from people on support groups on Facebook that they were doing poorly, giving them hope that each day was a gift from God, a good God. That became really the key to me. I grew up in my early years in Jackson, Mississippi, so Sunday drives on the Natchez Trace were always beautiful. In the high school, I first started thinking about cycling the Natchez Trace. Fast forward to last year, I realized there's an unfulfilled dream and my clock is ticking. If I don't do it now, I don't know if I'll ever be able to do it.
There were days that I just felt like I'd rather faint, I'd rather die, I'd rather not breathe.
Than get on the bike
again. Than get on the bike again. When I knew I didn't have it in me, when I knew I had a bad attitude, that's when I would remember.
These are all people who have glioblastoma or who have passed away from glioblastoma.
When it was really hard, he would pull those out. It motivated him.
I'm grateful for having glioblastoma. I consider it a gift of God to me. I'm thinking much more about the brevity of life, the importance of each day. God has given me this good health, and He's given me an opportunity to use my days for others.
What you've done is miraculous.
It's given me a whole new ministry that has blown away anything that I've been able to experience so far.
I've never seen a human being suffer more than I saw this man suffer, but he just wouldn't quit.
You're my hero.
There's hope in the hopelessness, and the hope is in Christ.